Hey, we are talking to Bo McDonald from Your Marketing Company. How are you, sir?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Perfect. How's the show going for you? I mean, you guys are, you're in kind of an integral part of this, or at least for the Q's Next Top Creating Exec stuff. You did some other stuff too. So how's the show going?
It's excellent. We always have a good time. Q's is such a great organization mm-hmm. that, you know, there's a lot of places you can go spend money, but when we show up here, the members, Q's, everyone is so thankful for us to be here and complimentary. You don't get that everywhere.
Good group. Definitely a good group. So let's turn to marketing.
Sure.
You are well immersed in that area in the credit union industry. So what are some trends that we can talk about that credit unions need to be aware of that may be on, maybe beyond their horizon that they may not see, or some that are like right in front of our face?
Yeah, it's a good time to be talking about it. 2017 is coming up. Everyone's mm-hmm. working on budgets, marketing plans mm-hmm. right now. One of the biggest things that we're focused on next year, a lot of people are talking digital, member experience.
Oh, yeah.
A couple things we're focused on is when someone hits that website, you're spending $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, whatever your budget is to get someone to your website, mm-hmm. to learn about your loan, to apply for a loan. If you make it difficult for them to do that, if you have a clunky website, a clunky app, you might blame that on your marketing not working when you don't get results. Mm-hmm. In reality, you might mm-hmm. be getting great traffic to the website from that ad. People mm-hmm. are interested. Mm-hmm. But it's almost impossible to complete that transaction right. or do business right. with you. So we're focused a lot on that in 2017. The other piece of it has nothing to do with marketing, but that same experience when you call a branch, when you walk into a branch, whatever you're spending on your marketing, if it's pushing people in and it's working, mm-hmm. but it completely breaks down to the branch level, if you have mm. awful service or someone calls to ask about your new app right. or the new online banking that you just launched and you have someone on the front line that's saying, I don't know, I don't use that.
Oh, no.
You just spent a lot of money, your marketing dollars, to get someone to do something, mm-hmm. and you might as well just flush that down the toilet.
Yeah, that's a crash and burn right
it
there.
It is.
Yeah, so what do you do? I mean, is that that's basically staff education, right?
I don't.
Or is it more than that?
I think you either have it or you don't.
Okay.
So many people, you know, you can educate them, but if they don't want to do it, they're just not going to do it. A lot of it is culture shifts in the mm-hmm. credit union, figuring out if you really want to be successful, if you really want to serve your members well, mm-hmm. you first have to love on your staff and make sure you've got the right mm-hmm. people there to do that.
Yeah, I think we're going down an HR angle here, which is kind of cool because you got to hire the right people and you can teach them the skills is what I've heard always. You can hire for personalities and you get the skills later.
Yeah. It's funny, you know, our name is Your Marketing Company, but mm-hmm. I always tell people marketing is about 10% of what we do. The rest of it is helping the credit unions figure out everything else so that when they do get good marketing, when we've got a great message for them, great creative, that when it's working for them, that everything's working, everything's firing on all cylinders.
What are credit unions doing right now? And then what can they do better next year?
I think most credit unions have the philosophy right. They want to serve their members well. They want to do a good job. They want to be different from the banks and provide that stellar service that credit unions grew on for decades. Mm-hmm. But I think they're still doing it like they used to do it, or some people have lost their passion, or when you're talking millennials, it's almost a different way to serve them. Mm-hmm. And the way that you served members 20 years ago, it's a little bit different now.
Yeah, I've even spoken to folks about hiring millennials. You
yes.
have to treat them differently
yeah.
because they were raised differently, and just it's a whole new dynamic in there.
Yeah, we were just having this conversation. One of our credit unions, they'll do happy hours at a local brewery
oh.
that they did a commercial loan for. And
how fun is that?
You want to talk about engaging with millennials. Mm-hmm. When you invite them out to some place that's not a stuffy branch, it's not shirt and tie, mm-hmm. it's not education, it's just, hey, you know, we're your credit union, you're a member, come hang out with us. Let
yeah.
us thank you for your membership and
yeah.
allowing us to serve you. It really builds that relationship in a non-transactional way.
Yeah, it's as simple as that.
Yeah.
And I like it's the non-transactional, it's just a hangout.
Yep. Yeah, and you know the bartenders there, they don't look like your branch managers. They probably have a tattoo sleeve up their arms. You know, they might have the hip man bun,
the man
something
bun,
going
yes.
on. That, you know, if you were going to hire them for the branch, you're probably not going to hire them because they don't look like us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But they relate to that demographic.
Yeah, and then when the millennials come in and they see that, they're like, hey,
yeah.
that's one of us.
Yeah, and someone they can talk to and they feel comfortable yeah. having that conversation.
Well, and then the next group is the Gen Z or whatever you want to call them. So, I mean, that's another thing we got to start thinking about, or credit unions need to start thinking about.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on that yet, or is it still too soon?
I don't think it's ever too soon to start thinking
okay.
about it.
Okay.
I think right now, most credit unions, even banks, some of the feedback I've heard, community banks are 3 years behind where credit unions are, talking social media, talking digital marketing.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to catch up to where we want to serve millennials
mm-hmm.
right now.
Mm-hmm.
and then start thinking ahead, all right, what does Gen Z want? Yeah. When, you know, that 15-year-old 10 years from now, which isn't that far away, is getting an auto loan, how are we going to serve them?
They could be getting an auto loan tomorrow.
They could be getting
auto co-signing loan with their parents, yeah, or something like that. Yeah, so that's, I mean, that's when I got my first auto loan, was at that age. So
what was your first car?
Oh, it was a 1973 Mercury Capri, and I switched I switched the letters around on the hood so it spelled out crappy instead of Capri, and all my friends loved it because it was a rust bucket. It was awesome. We got it for $500. How about you?
It was a Dodge Caravan.
Nice. Lots of room.
Yes. Well, I was a radio DJ at the time, so I had to cart stuff with me all the time.
Makes sense. So. Love it. Anything else to wrap up here, Bo? Thank you. I mean, I appreciate it. This is the first time we've met in person, so I'm...
We followed each other on Twitter for years. So I appreciate the invitation, the opportunity just to come get on a soapbox for a few minutes and share what we're doing.
Love it. Let's do this more often.
Yes.
All right, man. Well done.
Thank you.